Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Wednesday, April 17th. On today's show, Vilnius-based CTO2B secures 1 million euros in pre-seed funding to automate DevOps on cloud infrastructure, and Intel Ignite Europe welcomes 10 new startups. Plus, Finnish startup NP Harvest raises 2.2 million euros to fuel its mission of recycling nutrients from wastewater. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with some exciting news in the startup world. A Lithuanian company called CTO2B has raised 1 million euro in pre-seed funding to help businesses streamline their cloud infrastructure operations. The company's software-as-a-service platform automates DevOps processes, making it easier for companies to manage their cloud resources without needing specialized skills. For more on this, we turn to our startup correspondent. So what specific problems does CTO2B aim to solve for its customers?
CTO2B's founders, Andreas Bogdanovicius and Alexei Trofimov, realized that many companies face recurring challenges when building and maintaining cloud infrastructure, even after investing millions. They wanted to break this cycle by sharing their expertise and offering a platform that automates DevOps tasks across any cloud provider. This frees up engineering teams to focus on developing core features rather than managing infrastructure.
And how does the CTO2B platform actually work to streamline cloud operations for businesses?
The platform handles the setup and ongoing maintenance of a customer's cloud infrastructure automatically. It provides a well-architected framework out of the box, ensuring optimal security, compliance, high availability, and scalability. CTO2B also helps optimize cloud costs. Essentially, it allows businesses to leverage the benefits of the cloud without needing a team of DevOps experts in-house.
What types of businesses is CTO2B targeting with its platform, and how has the company performed so far?
CTO2B is focusing heavily on the fintech and SaaS sectors, where there is growing demand for cloud adoption. Since its founding in 2019, the startup has already proven its value to fintech clients specializing in areas like SEPA payments, identification, and core banking. By streamlining their cloud operations, CTO2B has helped these companies achieve their strategic business goals more effectively.
And what do CTO2B's investors have to say about the company and this recent funding round?
Practica Capital partner Arvydas Blaže highlighted the strong domain expertise of CTO2B's founders in the banking and fintech sectors. He sees strong market demand for their infrastructure as code solution. First Pick partner Dmitry Sosunov also emphasized the growing need for solutions that address cloud computing challenges like data security, compliance, and the complexity of cloud migration. Both investors expressed excitement about CTO2B's innovative approach to revolutionizing the DevOps landscape.
Thanks for the update on CTO2B. It will be interesting to see how they leverage that new funding. Shifting gears to another startup story, Intel's Global Startup Accelerator program, Intel Ignite, is launching its seventh cohort in Europe next week, focusing on early-stage deep tech startups. The program is based in Munich, Germany, with startups selected from across Europe. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. So what can you tell us about this latest cohort?
The current cohort includes 10 startups from Germany, Switzerland, France, the Netherlands, Spain, and Sweden. They were selected from an impressive pool of 300 companies spanning 25 countries. These startups have already raised an average of 7 million euros in funding and cover a wide range of deep tech areas, from semiconductor manufacturing, silicon photonics, and memory compression to data streaming, AI processing, robotics applications, and even satellite technology. It's a diverse and highly innovative group.
Intel Ignite seems to be putting a strong emphasis on deep tech. Why is that such a key focus area for them in Europe right now?
Deep tech has actually become the largest venture capital funding category in Europe and is proving to be among the most resilient sectors. Marcus Boll, the managing director of Intel Ignite Europe, highlighted that their program, with its deep tech focus, plays a central role in fostering and nurturing the European startup ecosystem. By supporting these cutting-edge startups, Intel Ignite aims to help drive innovation and disruption across industries in a sustainable way.
Can you give us a sense of the specific technologies and applications being developed by some of the startups in this seventh cohort?
Absolutely. The startups are working on some truly groundbreaking technologies. For example, Airmo from Germany is developing high-precision greenhouse gas emissions analytics using AI and their own multi-sensor satellites. Kartken, also from Germany, is creating a low-cost self-driving software stack for outdoor robotics in industrial and last-mile delivery. Flink from Switzerland has a multi-robot software platform powered by AI computer vision. There are also startups like Lubis Ida with an AI-driven cloud platform to detect and fix chip bugs. Encodien, working on laser-integrated photonic tech for high-speed chip interconnects, and ZeroPoint from Sweden developing hardware-accelerated memory compression. It's an impressive range of deep tech innovations.
Intel Ignite has been running for a few years now. What kind of track record does the program have in terms of startup success?
Since launching in 2019, Intel Ignite has built up a strong track record. The startups that have participated in the program have gone on to secure over $2.5 billion in funding. The program provides a 12-week acceleration period to help the startups find product market fit, increase their valuations, and grow revenue. Intel Ignite aims to empower these founders to achieve key milestones faster and more efficiently than they likely would on their own.
It certainly seems like an exciting time for the European deep tech startup scene. As you mentioned, a recent report valued the European tech ecosystem at $3 trillion, and it's attracting global talent. How important are programs like Intel Ignite in continuing to foster and support this ecosystem growth?
Programs like Intel Ignite are hugely important for the continued growth and success of the European tech ecosystem. By providing focused support, resources, and mentorship to early-stage deep tech startups, Intel Ignite is helping to build the next generation of innovative companies. These startups have the potential to become key pillars of the tech ecosystem and drive significant industry disruption and transformation. Intel Ignite's mission is to support and foster this startup ecosystem, and the program's expansion with a dedicated UK program last year further highlights the vital role it plays.
Thanks for that insight and overview of Intel Ignite's latest European startup cohort. It will be exciting to follow these companies' progress and see the impact they have. Speaking of innovative startups, a Finnish company called NP Harvest has raised 2.2 million euro to commercialize its novel technology for recycling nutrients from wastewater. The company, which is a spin-off from Aalto University, has developed a proprietary nutrient catcher machine that it says can recover up to 90% of excess nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly is the problem NP Harvest is trying to solve?
Well, David, when excess nutrients from fertilizers end up in wastewater, it causes a host of environmental problems. The nutrients fuel overgrowth of algae and weeds in bodies of water, depleting oxygen levels and harming aquatic life. At the same time, losing those valuable nutrients is a missed opportunity, since they could be recycled and reused as fertilizer. Current wastewater treatment methods struggle to efficiently remove and recover those nutrients in a cost-effective way. That's where NP Harvest's technology comes in.
And how does their nutrient catcher system work? What makes it unique compared to existing solutions?
NP Harvest's machine uses a novel process to separate out the nutrients, allowing them to be collected and provided back to fertilizer companies for reuse. Critically, their system operates without requiring additional heating or pressure, making it much more energy and cost-efficient than current techniques. The modular design also allows it to be adapted to different scales and facility types. With two patents pending, NP Harvest believes they have developed a unique approach that can turn nutrient recovery into a profitable business model for wastewater treatment plants, biogas facilities, and livestock farms.
It certainly sounds like an elegant solution to a complex problem. What will this new funding allow the company to do in terms of commercializing the technology?
The 2.2 million round, which was led by Nordic Food Tech VC, will enable NP Harvest to build its first commercially ready nutrient catcher machine. this will be a major milestone, allowing the company to begin installing the units at customer sites. If it can demonstrate strong results in those initial deployments, it could open up a massive market opportunity. The company estimates the concentrated water management market in Europe alone is worth 47 billion euro.
The ability for NP Harvest to cost-effectively recycle nutrients at scale could be game-changing, both environmentally and economically. It will certainly be interesting to follow their progress in the coming months as they move from R&D into commercial operations. On a related note of optimizing for success, new research suggests that venture capital funds investing in startups may benefit from diversification strategies. For more, we turn to our startup industry correspondent, Celeste. What did this research find about how VC funds diversifying across geography or industry may increase the chances of their portfolio's success?
The study looked at data from over 1,500 VC funds between 1980 and 2014. It found that funds with more diversified portfolios, either by geography or industry sector, tended to have better overall returns compared to more concentrated funds. Specifically, funds in the top quartile of diversification had an average internal rate of return about 3 percentage points higher than bottom quartile funds.
Interesting. Did the researchers provide any theories for why diversification seems to help VC fund performance? On the surface, it might seem that specializing in a certain region or sector would provide an advantage.
You're right. Specialization can help VCs develop deep expertise and networks in a particular domain. But the researchers argue that diversification provides important benefits. By spreading bets across different geographies and industries, funds reduce their exposure to any one startup, region, or sector that underperforms. Diversification also lets them participate in more potential big winners. A blockbuster return can more than make up for middling performance in other parts of the portfolio.
That makes sense. In the article, one VC leader also emphasized the importance of having diverse perspectives when evaluating startups. How does that factor in?
Yes, Jim Pulcrano, who runs IMD's startup competition, said that he and his colleagues intentionally bring in people with different backgrounds and expertise when selecting startups to support. He said, "Part of the magic is the arguments that we have about the startups we select. Having those contrasting viewpoints helps them spot opportunities and risks that any one person might miss. It's a different type of diversification, but also valuable."
Pulcrano also mentioned pattern recognition from seeing many startups over the years. I imagine that's important for VCs to develop as well.
Definitely. He said that over decades of working with startups, he and his colleagues have developed heuristics to quickly assess the potential of a venture beyond just reading the business plan. Factors like the founding team's motivation and the startup's readiness for market matter a lot. So while diversification across investments is important, so is building up that experience to pick winners within the portfolio.
Great insights, Celeste. It will be interesting to see if more VC funds embrace diversification going forward and how it impacts the startup landscape. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.